AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Reverend Al Sharpton will deliver the eulogy for Tyre Nichols 3 weeks after the man's death following a brutal beating by Memphis police officers after a traffic stop. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump will deliver the call to action at the funeral. The service has been postponed by hours because of icy weather in Memphis. President Biden's attorney says the FBI searched the president's Rehoboth Beach, Delaware home as part of its investigation into the potential mishandling of classified documents. There's already been a search of the president's home in Wilmington and an office in Washington he used. Classified materials were found at those two other locations, deemed a mistake by the president's lawyers. Tom Brady says this time it's for real. A year after announcing his retirement and taking it back, the seven-time Pro Bowl-winning quarterback says he is retiring.
Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing.
Brady has signed a deal with Fox to be a TV analyst once he retires. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are set to meet today over the country's debt. A potential debt crisis is looming. The president's message to the speaker:
show me his budget.
McCarthy tells the AP the president was always a person who would like to try to find solutions and work together. But going into this meeting,
the whole government is designed to have compromise. But here's the leader of the free world pounding on a table, being irresponsible, say, no, 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 just raise the limit, make us spend more.
President Biden calls Kevin McCarthy a decent man who is being pulled by demands from restive Republicans. The longest battle of the war in Ukraine has turned Bakhmut into a ghost city. Despite bombing, shelling, and trying to encircle the city since the summer, Russia's forces have not conquered it. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. A decision will be coming later today on interest rates from the Federal Reserve. This is AP News. More and more jobs are opening despite fears of a recession.
The labor market is hot, and it's staying hot despite the Fed's efforts to slow it down as it fights inflation. There were 11 million jobs available in December, up from November's 10.4 million. In all of 2022, employers created 375,000 jobs a month, the second most in Labor Department records dating back to 1940. And bosses are likely continuing to hire, according to a survey by the data firm FactSet. It indicates employers likely added another 185,000 jobs in January. I'm Rita Foley.
Andrew Tate lost his appeal at a Romanian court and will be held for 30 more days. Tate, a divisive influencer and former professional kickboxer, is detained on suspicion of organized crime and human trafficking. The British U.S. citizen has nearly 5 million followers on Twitter. He remains in custody in Romania through the end of the month. Ed Donahue, AP News.